I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Across the country, people are protesting the U.S.'s treatment of detained migrants with events planned for this evening, including in our region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Collectively, the national event is called Lights for Liberty, a vigil to end human concentration camps. Toby Jaluka is one of the event's co-organizers. She says concentration camp is a strong term, but there's a reason they picked it. The definition in the dictionary.
It is the concentration of a group of people in a space that is designed to segregate them from the rest of the population and is generally speaking inadequate as far as managing human needs.
Recent reports describe inadequate conditions at detention centers, including lack of access to water, food, medical attention, and sometimes even toilets. Jaluka says the vigils have mushroomed from 5 to an estimated 500 worldwide. The events are planned to involve speeches, interfaith blessings, and peaceful candlelit ceremonies starting at 9 p.m. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
11 vigils are set to take place in Colorado, including one at the Colorado Springs Sheriff's Office, as well as others in Durango and Pueblo. The long-simmering battle between New Mexico and Colorado over which state grows the best chili is heating up. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham went on the offensive Wednesday after Colorado Governor Jared Polis proclaimed on Twitter that hot peppers from Pueblo were the best and would be stocked in grocery stores in the four-state region. Lujan Grisham says she's ready for a chili duel. KRCC News.